Okay, so we are on, and the today's daf is actually Me'ilah daf Dalet Amud Aleph, but we are at the bottom of Me'ilah daf Gimel Amud Beis, which we have to finish first because I ran out of time yesterday.
Okay.
So it says, Ki Asa, we are in the middle of discussing a din of Rav Gidl. Rav Gidl, if you remember, said that Zrika Spigulin and Mitzvah Nebiela, Bekachu Gashmina, maybe Dela Mi'ila, Bekachim Kalim, Zrika, right, throwing the blood, right, Bimi'ila, Bepigul, right, with a case of Kavalas Chutzla's ban, will not take away the Isra Me'ilah in the case of Kochi Kochim. Everything which was subject to an Isra Me'ilah, meaning the entire animal up until this point, will remain subject to an Isra Me'ilah, nor will it cause an Isra Me'ilah to be chal on the Emurim on the things that are burnt on his back in the case of Kochim Kalim. Right? And then we sort of immediately asked a question from a Korban Toda, right? How is it that Shechitas Me'ilah is in fact able to Shechitas Me'ilah is able to lead to the full, either the full Kedusha in the case of the Lechem, or the Me'ilah in the case of the Me'ilah for the Lechem in the case that you think that the 4 out of 40 loaves that you're going to give to Kanim are subject to Me'ilah before you give them to Kanim, obviously. Right? The answer was no. Rav Gidl was really talking about Zrika. Zrika's Me'ilah. But Shechitas Me'ilah Nachinami. Shechitas Pigul, will not lead to, will not prevent Me'ilah from either being Chal or from going away. Only Zrika's Me'ilah. Well, and the reason why is because Zrika is Maravoda. Right? So the idea here is not per se that a korban which is pigul will either gain or lose an Isra Me'ilah. Right? The idea is Zrikas pigul, which is an improper Zrika, will not cause Me'ilah to either be chal in the case of Kochim Kalim or go away in the case of Kochim Kalim. It'll have no impact on the Isra. And now we're going to ask another kasha. Ki Asa the Kami de Rabbi Amar Relebi Zrika. Amarli Ravashi Ravava the Rava. Ravashi said to Rava the Hamarullah didn't all say. Ko meets pigul. Shelu gabe miz beach paka pigul meno the kmitza hainu shrita. So says Ravashi to Rava. Well, we have another case. Right? Another case of a comate. So a comate, if you remember, a comate is what you do with a mincha. Any mincha, right, which is not shel kohanim, will have to have the kometz taken, and the kometz is burnt on the mizbeach, and the rest of the mincha is eaten by kohanim. The way you take a kometz is the kohen will take their right hand, they'll take the middle three fingers and fold them over onto the palm in the flour, right? They will then use their, and they will be tightly squeezed together, their thumb and their pinky will then be used to brush flour off the sides, that's poking out of the sides, basically, of that three-finger bundle. That, whatever's left there, is called the kolmeitz. And they will then put in another kli and take to the mizbeach to be burnt. And the machlokes Rashi Tosfos, if anybody remembers from Sota, whether that is done bikli, or whether that is done, whether that second kli is then emptied onto the mizbeach and is burnt directly on the mizbeach. Fine. That is a kometz. So a kometz, right? If you're a kometz, the pigol, and you raise it and place it on the mizbeach, it loses its pigol. Right, an interesting idea. Kometz, if you are kometz be pigol, it loses its pigul when it comes into the mizbeach, and therefore, presumably, right, it'll lose its me'ilah as well. And we also know that kmitza, kometz, is parallel to shchita. Right? A kometz is parallel to shchita. Now, what's the point of the answer which we gave previously, that Rav Gidl Amarav was talking about a case of Zrika, not a case of Shechita, saying that the full Isser Pigul is not really Chal B'Shechita, right? After the Shechita, a number of stages have to be gone through for the Pigul to be Chal, and therefore a Shechita is not in of itself a cause of Pigul. Rav Ashi says to Rava, but wait, this sounds like a komates is in fact pigul in itself. The second you are komates, memacham shavas chutzman with a kavana to, I don't know, eat the shiraim in 3 days, right? That's it. Straight away you have pigul. You don't have to wait until what's called karvu komatirav, until all of its material, all the things which actually allowed to be eaten have been put on his mizbeach, for the full iser pigul to be chal. Tosfos explain this as, for sure, for these are kareis of pigul to be chal, you need to be karav koma kretirav. But that doesn't mean these are daraisa, doesn't start immediately. Right? It just means that the kareis, it takes a little bit longer. The Zaymar Lehi said, isur demaisi de pigul, no, it doesn't really mean a komitz which is pigul. Right? A komitz which already has a full iser of pigul. It means a komitz which, in the normal course of events, if you were to continue with the sakrava, would lead to pigul. Right, and therefore it is directly parallel to what Rav Gidlam Rav said in the case of Shechita and Zrika, where only Zrika's pigul, a Zrika Bechavanas pigul, will prevent Me'ila from going away, or will cause Me'ila, to not be Chal. Right? Similarly, right, but Shechita's pigul has no impact when it comes to Yisra'ila, so too K'mitz's pigul has no impact when it comes to the Yisra'ila. Says the Gemara V'Haksani. Im achirim mevili de pigul hu loy kol shekain. So, the Gemara says if the komitz can bring itself to pigul, can bring itself to a full iser pigul. If you can bring something else to the full Isra Pigul, how much more so can it bring itself to a full Isra Pigul? Hey, let's analyze the claim. What does it mean, right? Saying the komitz causes an Isra Pigul to be chal in. The Mishnah is saying the komitz causes an Isra Pigul to be chal in the Shiraim, right? In the leftover bit of the Mincha that will now be eaten by the Kohanim. If a Kohen eats it, after the komitz has been burnt on his mizbeach, that will be an iser kareis. Right? That is what we are discussing. Right. So the Gemara says, well, if it can cause an iser kareis to be chal in the eating of the shiraim, of the leftovers, why can't it cause an iser kareis to be chal on the eating of the komitz itself? Right? Meaning what? When it comes to shechita, Shechita doesn't generate a new product, right? You have the animal with the blood in it, and the main purpose of the Shechita, seemingly, is to cause that animal to go from alive to a dead state and to separate the blood so you can now take the blood and throw it at the Mizbeach. That's the point of the Shechita. The Shechita doesn't generate something new, it certainly doesn't have any results that are edible. The Komitz, on the other hand, takes something which existed, right? And now I separate it into two things, but they're both edible, theoretically. Right? And you're saying the komitz can cause an isra kareis to be chal on the shiraim. But the komitz is the same sort of object. So if it can cause an isra kareis to be chal on the shiraim, then for sure it can cause an isra kareis to be chal on itself. Well, if the komitz can cause an isra kareis to be chal on itself, when would that happen? It for sure doesn't happen after it's been burnt on the mizbeach, because then it's ashes. Right? It must be that's causing the Isra Kareis of Pigul to be chal on itself before it was put on the Mizbeach, meaning Mishas K'mitza. If that's true, the Komitz has a real Isra of Pigul already, right? From the moment you do the K'mitza. Right? Given that the Komitz, now, if we're assuming that the Komitz is an Isra of Pigul all to itself, right? From K'mitza onwards, that's going to be true of Shechita as well, because as we've already discussed, K'mitza and Shechita are parallel processes, right? Shechita is the beginning of the hakrava, of the bringing the korban for a behema, for an animal, right? And K'mitza is the beginning of the hakrava for a mincha, right? Therefore, right, it should also be true, right, that the full iser of pigul be chal in Shechita. If the full iser of pigul is chal in Shechita, we then see that the zrikas hadam, the throwing of blood from an animal which already has a full iser of pigul, would be able to remove the iser me'ila for kodshei kodshim, or cause the iser me'ila to be chal in the case of kodshei kalim on the imurim. Right, against the statement of Rav Gittel and Nev Rav. So it says the Gemara no hanami ma isra the maisi de pigol. What was the response? The komitz doesn't cause an isser pigol to be chal nisharan. That's not true. It's not true that the second you take out the komitz with the intention to burn it in 3 days, that the shiraim are a pigol. No, they also have an isur which will lead to pigul in the event that the komitz is burnt appropriately on the mizbeach afterwards. Right, therefore you can't learn a kalachomer just like it causes an isur to be chal on the shiraim, it causes an isur to be chal on itself, right? Because the isur in shiraim also wasn't chal yet. The isur in shiraim was also waiting until after it was burnt on the mizbeach. So theoretically, sure, you could have assumed that kalachomer, just as it causes an isur to be chal on the shiraim, it'll cause an isur to be chal on itself. But that only makes sense if there's something for the Isra to be chal on. As it happens, the komitz no longer exists, and therefore, for sure, it does not have an Isra of pigul. Right? We see here that there is no raya against Rav Gidl Amar Rav. Okay, so the Gemara continues. Amar le Ravina, Rav Ashi, Ravina said to Rav Ashi. V'har ilfa, machikus b'shtei avodas k'gun da Amar reini shoychit simen rishon chutz lizmano v'simen sheini chutz l'makomo. Ava, b'avodah achas tuchan le'alma, a rove machshava havai hachi nami lechi zorik sigli milsa ibevoida achas I beshte avoidais. Okay, fine. We're returning to the shchit, to the kasha on. I didn't finish. Ichachi gabi toida nami ad desarik. So the response was, Ravina now says to Ravashi, didn't Ilfa say that our that we have a machlik between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim? What about the following case? Right, if I think about it, I want to be makriv this korban in. When I'm doing one avoda, right? While I'm bringing the korban, while I'm doing an avoda, I decide that I want to bring the korban in another place, right? In Tel Aviv. And then I make a decision that I want to bring the korban in 3 days. So I've introduced the two types of pigul, right? Is there an Isra Kares or not? Well, Rabbi Yehuda said it depends on which one came first. If Chutz Lizmano came first, that's the one that counts. Right, the one that says that you're going to bring it all very late. That's the one that comes first. And in that case, right, there will be an Isra Kares when you finish the Hakrava. Right? If Chutz Makoma, if your intention to bring it somewhere else came first, then there will be no Isra Kares. Even when you finish the full Hakrava, it'll be possible, but there will be no Isra Kares. Okay. On the eating, the actual Hakrava has no Isra Kares. We're talking about if you eat the Korban, right? And Chachamim say it makes no difference what order it happened in. Either way, it is possible, but no Isra Kares when you eat the korban. Right? Now we have a statement Ilfa said on that machlokes that the entire disagreement between them was only if it happened in between two avodos. Right? If this whole incident happened, if this happened, meaning that if while you're shechting, if you're cutting one simen, one, the trachea, around the animal's neck, you think you're going to shecht chutz lezmano, and then you cut the esophagus, and you think you're shechting chutz mekomo. But if in all in one simon, in just one of the simonim, you think you are doing it both and the wrong time and in the wrong place, then even Rabbi Yehuda would agree it's possible. Right? What does that imply? It implies that when the case where you did it in two separate simonim, right, Rabbi Yehuda would say, shchita on its own caused an Isra Koris to be chal. Right? And that implies... that implies that for Rabbanon, for Chachamim, if you did think about only Chutzlas Mano, you only thought about bringing the Korban late, that would be enough for the Yisr Me'ilah to be Chal, for the Yisr Pigul, sorry, to be Chal, right? And even so, right, when it could, that Shechita's Pigul is enough to cause the full Kedusha to be Chal on the Lach Mitoda, right, complete with, according to Rabbeinu Peretz, as we said, and it's also Shechita's Pseudo Rashi here, right? Complete with an Isra Me'ilah for the four loaves of the Kohanim, which tells you that Shechita's Pigul, right, Shechita, which on its own causes an Isra Pigul, is enough to cause an Isra Me'ilah to be Chal in the case of Kochim Kalim as well, against the statement of Gidlam or Rav. So it says... the Gemara responds in the name of Gilam Rav. Haki nami lechizarek tigli milsa iba avida achas yishtevodas. What does it mean? It doesn't mean that the Isser is chal after only after the full shechting, the two avodas, the shechting of both simanim. Right? Rather, it's saying once the blood has been thrown on the mizbeach behechsher, then we will check what did happen in one avoda or two avodas, because that's when it becomes relevant. Before then, there is no relevance to it. Shechita on its own is still not enough to cause the Isser Pigul to be chal, and therefore there is no kasha when Rav Gidlam Rav says Zrika. Zrika's Pigul will not remove the Isser Meila in the case of Kachin Kalim. So it says the Gemara, Yachi. Gabi toida nami ad dezarek. Wait. If that's true, then the kedusha of the lach mitoda, of the 40 loaves of bread from the toda, should also only be relevant from zrika onwards. What are you talking about? And we know it's relevant from shchita onwards. It says the Gemara, no, by my kadesh li pasel deva yisreifa. The point is not that the lach mitoda akashe misha shchita legamri. It means that they've got enough kedusha that if something happens to them now, they have to be burnt. They can't be reused. They can't be eaten outside of the mikdash. Nothing, right? They have to be burnt. But it does not mean that they are kadosh legamri, such that you can now eat them and give them to Khanim, do whatever it is you're meant to do with them. So it says lema mesayeya le. Maybe we would say this. This next statement really supports Rav Gidlam Rav. Hapigul lo ilam bo alam bo pigul always has meila. Right, which was a statement from our Mishnah. Right? Doesn't this support the statement of Gilam Rav? Doesn't this prove that he's right? Lav afagav de izri dam or mesayele. Doesn't this imply, even though the blood has been thrown already, right, and it supports him, right, meaning that throwing the blood on Isser Pigul, right, throwing blood by Pigul will remove the Isser Me'ila. Lo, no, de lo zarak adam is a case where you didn't throw the blood. Ede lo zarak adam, meila memra. If we're talking about a case where you didn't throw the blood, then what are we saying? Obviously, there's an Isra Me'il in the case of Kodshim. What? Nothing could have possibly removed the Isra Me'il, right? We said that the only thing that removes Isra Me'il as a general, was something which makes it mutter to eat for Kohanim. We're now arguing if, in addition to the case where something which makes it mutter to eat for Kohanim, an extra matir for the Isra Me'il exists, a matir called Shchitas Pigul, because as we said on the first Amud, Shchitas Pigul. Zrika's Pigul is a meaningful act, halachically, in the context of the Beis HaMikdash. It still has significant nafkaminas, and so maybe it also removes the Yisra Me'ilah. Okay. So in that case, right, we know it makes sense that what we're talking about. But if we're not, if we're saying before it is Rika, then what exactly are we talking about? Right, what's the chiddush in the statement of Mishnah? Obviously, the Yisrael Meil didn't go away. Why would you have thought it did? No, it must be a case where we did throw the blood. And this whole statement was with regard to an Ola. Why is that sick? Why? Because an Ola never loses its Yisrael Meil, right? The point is that Ola's Pigle, right? Even though its Pigle didn't lose its Yisrael Meil Bezrikas Adam, right? Because an Ola never loses Meil and Bezrikas Adam. Why? Because an Ola has to be burnt in its entirety on the Mizbeach. Ibeola, Pshita, Degavola Hikula. The Gemara says, wait. If we're talking here about an Ola, then once again, we have descended into the realm of the obvious. Just like with any other Kodshei Kodshem, there was nothing that could conceivably be Matir the Yisrael Me'ila prior to Zrikas Adam. With an Ola, there was nothing to be Matir the Yisrael Me'ila even post Zrikas Adam, because an Ola never loses Yisrael Me'ila until it is completely burnt on the Mizbeach. Okay, we'll continue with this tomorrow, because even though we are a little bit in the middle of an Indian, it is unfortunately not so short, so we will continue, please God, tomorrow. Shkoyach, gentlemen.